Time now on the Benicia pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, there haven't been many starts like last Saturday's was. You've had great starts, great first periods all year. How do you coach your team up to get them ready to go right from the drop of the first puck?
Well, you just hope that they're prepared during the week. They understand, you know, how imperative it is to have a good first period, really a first shift. You want to build on that first shift. And, you're right, Schultz, for whatever reason, again, our guys are playing well in the first period. I don't know if it's anything that we're doing any different, but I think it's probably just a lot of focus and, you know, probably a little puck luck as well.
Anytime a player gets two quick ones like Phil did, thoughts have to immediately start going to hat trick. The first one that came to my mind last week as it was happening was Chris McKelvey's natural hat trick in CC. That was the last time you guys have had one. You remember that night?
I do. I mean, it was a great night. Chris had great opportunities. He finished the plays off, and, hat tricks don't happen a lot. I mean, quite honestly, three goals doesn't happen a lot, let alone three goals by one guy. So I was thinking the same thing when Phil got the two last night or last week. I said, oh, here we go. And I was really in his corner, but it's hard to score three. It's just hard to score three, but you get a little greedy when you score two like that right off the bat.
As the wins keep coming, have you noticed any more pressure on the guys to keep it going or not?
Well, you don't notice it, but we talked about it this week. I mean, we did. I mean, the bottom line is that I just said that they need to embrace where they're at right now and just keep winning. And it's not easy. We obviously, talked about they're the hunted, and, teams are going to be playing their best games against them. They're A games, but, conversely, teams like North Dakota and Minnesota, Boston College, Boston University, Michigan, this is what they're every weekend they play like this and they feel like this. So it's all part of the gig with winning. So embrace it, enjoy it, and just do the best you can. That's all you can ask.
Being Thanksgiving week, what are you most thankful for?
Well, I think you're thankful. Obviously, families, first and foremost, number one. And, obviously, again, it's thankful that, you have a, great bunch of kids to coach, and you had a great coaching staff and great fans, and, you're very appreciative of what you're doing for a living. So I think it's pretty important.
What did the guys do yesterday?
They all did, they obviously had Thanksgiving meals, and they obviously, watched football just like everybody else. And, some went to the Hellers, and some went, Steven Swingle had some guys over, and, some cooked themselves. So they all had something a little different that they did.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return the Benicia Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benicia Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori on to Princeton. How much have you learned about them and their characteristics this week?
Not much, Schultz. See, we had two games on tape. They had two games of ours against Northern last weekend, and we watched, but, you don't know a whole heck of a lot. There's a few things they do a little different. They got some nuances that are a little different, so, we'll see. The adjustments that we're going to make, we'll see how they go tonight. Conversely, they're going to, make some adjustments on us as well.
They've got 38 varsity programs on campus, played hockey since 1900. Hobie Baker played there. Their rink is called the Hobie Baker Rink. Just oozes college hockey. Teams outside of the Ivy League give them enough credit for that history?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think if you're a true hockey historian, a college hockey historian, I think you do, and you realize the impact that Princeton's had on the game, and Hobie Baker in the rink, and that is I've never been in the rink. I was talking to their staff yesterday, and it's an old barn. There's no question about that, and there's a lot of history right there. But if you're a college hockey historian, I mean, you just love the history of college hockey, and obviously the history of Princeton goes a long ways.
How long has this series been in the works?
Couple of years. I think about 2 years ago. I think when Ron Fogarty got the job, Fogs and I talked right away and said, let's try to get something done. It's great playing Ivy League institutions, and they have such great name recognition. It's exciting for us not only to bring them in, but it's going to be exciting for us to return the trip next year.
How do you balance building a non-conference schedule in terms of selling tickets for home games and dealing with budgets and all that kind of stuff?
Well, again, it's just obviously – you need to talk to your athletic director first, and we obviously are always playing like a North Dakota and a Duluth, and now we have the North Star Cup, and this is something a little different, and sometimes, again, some games don't work out every year with some of our local non-conference opponents. So if you're going to do something, if you're going to play somebody, give somebody an experience, and we're going to have an experience going there next year. I think that's all part of the collegiate experience for our guys. And, you know, they put a lot of time, they put a lot of effort into hockey. And I think going out east every now and then is really educational for them.
I don't know how the service schools do it and fill out a roster with their athletic teams. I don't know how the Ivy League guys do it either with the academics that are required. It takes a special kind of kid, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, the bottom line is you're going to those institutions, and I think we all realize, you know, what they can do for you academically, but you know, they produce a lot of hockey players too. I mean, the Cornells of the world, you just take a look at, you know, in the National Hockey League, the Cornells, the Dartmouths, the Harvards, you know, the Yales of the world, they produce a lot of pro hockey players, and there's a lot of good hockey players who obviously, again, who are strong academically and are goal-oriented people and are achievers. You know, you can do both, and that's the one thing they want to sell, and they do sell, is that, hey, you can get a top-notch education, but you can also make it to the National Hockey League.
And let's not kid ourselves, that diploma is worth a few extra zeros on your paycheck.
Oh, absolutely it is, Schultz. I mean, I think we all realize, too, the impact that their alumni have, you know, nationally, and, I mean, that was the – Princeton's right now, you know, I don't know what – again, there's different magazines. There's obviously different rankings, but they were just ranked the number one academic institution in the world. So they're not strong, you know, just in the United States. I mean, they're globally strong.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.